Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He is rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. Might be the very thing you've been longing for, or it might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you, or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Aru! Welcome, welcome, my friends, to Dog Poet Transmitting and the Saucer Pod. Tonight, we are, rather than hovering, we are streaming through the upper astral, through the luminous lokas that are their resonance. Tonight I wanted to share with you a meditation from The Way to the Kingdom. I am sure that I have done this sometime previous, some years before, but it is unlikely that most of you either A, remember it, or even came across it. So, this is something, well, I'll allow the meditation itself to explain itself, and let us see what you think in respect of it. This is meditation number 2 from the back of The Way to the Kingdom. The following exercises are given for the development of mental power within you. Seat yourself in a chair in your own room, if possible, or in one in which you will be undisturbed. Take a positive position, sitting upright, but comfortably, so that you will be as unconscious of your body as possible. Now close your eyes and try to visualize the room as a mental room, or one within your mind in which you are going to feel full of and confine the mental qualities of discrimination, strength, the power to concentrate, and truth for your future and continuous use. Then try to realize that you are actually a center of God's consciousness. For in God's consciousness, we all live, move, and have our being. And that this mind, which you call your mind, is a center or focal point of God's mind, just as the consciousness of each cell of your body is a center or focal point of your mind. And that therefore, deep within your mind, there must be always present and ever available God's love, intelligence, and power. In fact, all that God is in his consciousness. Now try to see this consciousness, the holy love or spirit of God, pouring forth from deep within and flowing through and radiating from you to all other centers of his consciousness as a brilliant white light, which light in very truth is the spiritual self to one who has the inner sight. For it is a light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Therefore realize that you are that light, and that your mind being a part of God's mind, you can consciously and actually call forth from within that mind If motivated and accompanied only by unselfish love, any needed quality, for in it, of course, exist all God's qualities. Therefore, see your light ever shining and going thus before you, lighting fully your path and making everything so clear that no possible shadow can intrude to deceive or hinder your perfect spiritual sight and hence your fullest understanding. This gives true discrimination. Likewise, to your right, see this light radiating and pouring forth from you into the mental atmosphere of that part of your room as the strength of divine mind, ever ready to support and sustain you in any need and to enable you to do anything you wish to do. While on your left, see the great light of truth likewise flowing forth to fill that part of your mentality so that whenever you need to know anything, no matter what, it is ever ready to flood your consciousness and to make all clear to you. Then back of you, see this great light from within pouring forth and filling that part of your mentality with the power to concentrate and focus it whenever you want to direct your mind upon any given idea or to any desired end. Just see this light as a mighty power ever back of you, waiting to pour through your consciousness as through a funnel, in which is held the idea you wish clearly to understand or the picture that you wish to outmanifest, whenever you call upon this power to direct the light of divine mind upon it. See your intellect or visioning faculty, located in the front of your mind, back of center of forehead, serving as a lens to focus the light and reflect the perfect picture in the outer realms of consciousness or of physical manifestation. Just as the light pours through the small lens of a magic lantern when you turn on the electric power and throws the picture on the plate upon the screen, so will this power, when you thus consciously direct it with intense purpose, cause the light, life, and substance of divine mind to pour into and through the idea or picture you are holding in your mind and will out-manifest it, either as a perfect knowing or as a fulfillment of your desire. Study this last carefully and prove it, for it can be used to acquire any needed wisdom, power, or ability, or to create and make manifest any righteous thing or condition. But be very sure you have the approval of your higher self of that which you wish manifested. For it should never be attempted unless inspired by a loving desire to help someone or to fit yourself for the use of the divine. This rounds out your mentality, filling it full of those qualities that you want ever available for use. Any other qualities can be similarly brought forth and made available. The practice of actually calling forth the qualities from within you and seeing them surrounding you and filling your mental room thereby creates an aura that will always surround and protect you, for it will be of such high vibration because of the brilliancy of its light and the power of love radiating from it that none of the forces of darkness can penetrate or even approach. The powers of discrimination and truth such built into your aura will instantly detect any inimical or inharmonious vibrations and enable you to know how to deal with them. This practice also will gradually, if you do it faithfully day after day, make you conscious of the mighty power you are and of the wonderful instrument you have in this mind of yours as you learn to make it obey even your slightest command. This is what is meant above where it is said that these exercises are for the development of mental power within yourself. They are that you may not only develop power, but that you may become power, may learn to know who you are and of what you are a part. But always remember that power and knowledge avail nothing unless love inspires and directs their use. Well then, I shall now give you meditation number one, and we shall see How you like that? Dear friend, do you truly want to come speedily and eternally into your own, that which you came here into manifestation to express? Then meditate earnestly and persistently, day after day on the below, 10 minutes or more on the first part until you realize its truth. In the one mind, there is the consciousness only of wholeness, completion, and perfection. In it, there are no ideas of lack or limitation of supply of any kind. To every center of that mind, and every human mind is such a center, there flows naturally every needed idea, even as air rushes into a vacuum, or as the blood carries to every cell of the body, everything needed for their growth and sustenance. Remember, that one mind is in you, is your mind, as there is only one mind. Also remember, by your realization of this great truth and making it the dominant fact in your consciousness, are you and your Father made truly one. For it unites your consciousness with His consciousness. He who is your real self and whose mind is the only mind. Of course it does, for then you are in His consciousness. And therefore, you are all that He is, and all that He has is yours. Once believe this, once know this, and you will be free from all lack and limitation forever. Then, after trying to realize intensely the truth of the above, by thus meditating and letting it soak into your subconscious, let the following flood your consciousness for 10 minutes more. Be still, my child, and know I am your life, your health, your strength, your understanding, your supply, your power, your love. I am all these things, all these ideals you are seeking to be and to have. Oh, my child, can you not see? You can have none of these apart from me, can get none without getting me, can get them nowhere else except from me, your real, your only self, who am all these things now, and therefore you also are these things now and forevermore. See this, beloved, and know the truth of yourself. Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Can you not realize that this life in you, any portion of health or strength or power or love or understanding that you have, is not of yourself, but is of me who am all these things in you? Then why not have done with your foolish, anxious striving to be that which you are now, always were, and always will be in supreme fullness and perfection? Why not then let go completely and let me, your real and perfect self, have full sway in your consciousness, letting no thoughts therein, you know, are not my thoughts. That is all you need to do. I will do the rest. Beloved, if you thus abide in me, and let this my word abide in you, everything your heart seeketh will surely come to pass in blessed richness and abundance. Now, I have had these meditations somewhere in my mind for years now, and there have been periods where every single day I began my day with these and included the Emerald Tablet and the pattern on the trestle board and a few other meditations and prayers that I use. And they've guided and helped me a great deal. I cannot tell you how much. And the thing is that as you continue to do these and do these and do these, they imprint themselves upon your consciousness and become automatic. They become a part of your being, a part of your flesh. The Word made flesh, basically. And they have been of great consolation to me, great succor. They have really helped me. This is why I pass them on to those of you who have not yet experienced them. The Way to the Kingdom is a great book to read. Of course, it is of Christian origin, and it comes from a period of time in history where you may find archaic things that you may feel are no longer applicable, but believe me, the wisdom in the book is very, very real. In times like these, we need things like this. A lot of people complain about the way their life is going or isn't going, and yet they have no disciplines in their life. So who are they to blame for this? In any case, for me, these things work very, very, very well, and I want to pass them on to you. I have memorized these things, so I don't have to read them out. I have them, well, except for missing a few words here and there, but I've adapted them to my own specifications. And I can call on them whenever I want, before I go to sleep at night, in the middle of the day, whenever there is trial or there's confusion, and I need to remind myself that confusion does not have to be extant, that clarity could be there just as well as confusion could be. And that is a choice that all of us make. And all of that is based upon our values, our priorities, and the levels of our integrity, should we possess any. Well, my friends, that has pretty much taken up our time for this week's broadcast. And so I guess it's time for me to say I will see you next week if there is one. And that said, Hare Krishna, Hail Lord Jesus Christ, Om Amitabha, La ilaha il Allahu. Greetings, my good friend Lord Ganesh. Much love, Lady Nature, and all your attendants. Don't know if I left anyone out. Om Amitabha. Carry on, Baha'u'llah. Aloha and Haru! Be well, my friends.
He's strong and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. He can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when he gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. Bringing love and truth, he's bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. He's here. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.